we have breaking news that we covered here on Radio Yorkshire. Mentioned to you a couple of minutes ago, Tom Feeney still in the studio, and we've got this news then that fans of Leeds Rhinos are certainly looking through and letting the world know their thoughts online. And Tom, it is that news. Kevin Sinfield, end of the Super League season, swapping to Rugby Union to play for Carnegie.
Wow. Honestly, I just can't believe that that is what the announcement is, because we were sent a press release yesterday and Kevin Sinfield's name was not mentioned once. And we were all, everyone in the media industry basically has had their opinion on what this announcement would be. I'm pretty sure I can say this, that no one thought that this would be the announcement. In terms of what Kevin Sinfield has said at this press conference, first of all, talking about Leeds Rhinos, he said the Rhinos still have a lot of talented players and great youngsters coming through, so they're in a great position. I still have 7 months with the Rhinos and I will give it everything I've got during that time. And with the squad we have, and I know with some excellent recruitment to come, the Rhinos will still be strong without me and Peacock. Obviously, Jamie Peacock's leaving at the end of the season to become a coach. And really, this is news that I don't think anyone saw coming. A couple of reactions we've had on Twitter. Magic Man 1997, stunned, staggered, shocked, saddened. John B4G, a year too early for me, gutted, a Leeds legend. And Mark Stevo 72, stunned, although we all know the end of his Rhinos career was on the horizon. I didn't see this coming, hashtag Sir Kev legend. This is incredible, and I think what you're going to have now is you're going to have a lot of Leeds Rhinos fans saying, hang on, we're losing our captain, we're losing our main man. But you can have a lot of Yorkshire Carnegie fans saying, wow, we've got a good prospect here as a fly half for a couple of seasons. So in terms of this announcement, no one saw it coming. It's bad news for Leeds Rhinos in one respect, although they've got a lot of youth coming through. But for Yorkshire Carnegie, this is the marquee signing that had been promised. When the opponents arrived with the coaching staff a couple of weeks ago, the word marquee signing, it was used. We will be making a marquee signing in a very short time. I think you found it. Kevin Sinfield, next season, Yorkshire Carnegie.
For Leeds Rhinos, next game is against Cass this Friday. Then on Easter Monday, it's the home game against Wakefield. What kind of a reaction? Do you think there's going to be almost like a stunned reverence the game on Monday?
I think, first of all, it's so important that they just keep the focus going into the game on Friday and Monday, because, you know, obviously Kevin Sinfield's in a position where he may not play. He actually has had a small injury anyway. But I think the fans, I think Friday, obviously, it's an away game, so the fans aren't going to be making as much noise. The Cass fans are going to be making plenty of noise. Will there be a bit of banter, maybe, between themselves and Kevin Sinfield? But I think on Monday it's going to be a special day, because this is the first time, really, the first part of the Leeds Rhinos fans saying goodbye to their legend that is Kevin Sinfield.